So the teacher gradually makes you examine what you want. And he points out that every time you think you know what you want, he points out that you're in contradiction with yourself. You haven't thought it through. And later on you come to the limits of where you can think it through. And he takes you into another stage. He then asks you, who are you? What are you? And you say, I've always been told that I was Alan Watts, or someone like that. And he said, well, is that so? And so I have to go back and I have to look and find out, who am I? Well, I find I'm a sort of onion. I find that what I did present to him as myself was a mask, and I peel it off. And he says to me, ha-ha, now let's look at your new mask. What's underneath that? So I peel that one off, and I go peeling. And suddenly I find, why, I thought there would be a pit at the center, but there isn't. It's just a pile of skins. Where am I? And, you know, I hear some kind of droll laughter because I wasn't inside the onion at all. The onion was inside me. I was the space in which the onion was contained. But I was thinking that I was something in the middle of it. Or that I was a particular skin, a particular surface. The teacher has many, many ways of, they're called upaya, or skillful means, for getting people to find this out. All he really does basically, he says, what is it? What is reality? What is existence? And he makes you look at it. And you can do that in many kinds of ways. For example, you can take the end of your spectacles and bite. And you can feel that on your teeth, and you can concentrate your whole mind on that bite and try and find out, what is it that I'm biting? What is biting? What is the effort I feel inside my muscles? Where does that effort come from? What is the source of the physical activity? Concentrate on that. What is that thing that's there? That's the whole of yoga, really. It's finding out what it is. So very often, you see, a teacher, in trying to get you to a certain point of understanding as to what something is, will go, hut! See, just so at that moment, that noise might be the occasion through which you could find out what it is. Well, you see, you go on and on and on into this. And eventually, you come to the point where you find out that what it is you. You want one thing and it another. Although we're playing it that way, because that's the hide-and-seek game. You're it. Isn't it funny how in the game of hide-and-seek we designate somebody to be it? Now, that means then, you see, that you come to the point where you see through the game. But it's very complicated to come to that point, because the game is so well done. The illusion.